In the opening scene of Gravity, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney are drifting weightlessly in space. And below is the Earth floating in the blackness of space. A small blue ball upon which over 7 billion people live, with a rather thin atmosphere that protects all that live on Earth from the extremes of space. Heat, cold, radiation. In the movie, the astronauts are stranded in space and they fight to return back to the Earth. For while a few people can, for a limited period of time, live in space, it is only on Earth that our species survives. So today, April 22nd, my thoughts turn to the majesty and beauty of the Earth upon which our species evolved and upon which we continue to depend for life. For today is Earth Day, a day upon which people around the globe celebrate the planet upon which we stand and rally to protect it from the environmental ills which now beset it. Unfortunately, talking about and taking care of our collective home has taken on much political weight, and trying to find solutions to keep our planet healthy has become antagonistic and divides rather than unites people together. It would seem to me that no matter one's political or religious perspective, ensuring that our Earth survives and is able to sustain those who live upon it should be our common focus. We have only one planet upon which to live, and it would seem then that we have an obligation to ourselves and future generations to protect the Earth. To do nothing and allow climate change and pollution to transform our planet and make it less inhabitable is irresponsible. Each of us has a role to play. Each of us can help protect our planet. Remember, Earth Day really isn't an annual celebration. It takes place every day, and each of us every day make decisions that either harm or protect our planet. The choice is ours. Let each of us choose wisely. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them in the Apple Bookstore. I also invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.